quick kick forward. Walker takes the mark in front. He gets Adelaide's second goal. They've started pretty well. Turns his opponent inside out. Clever. Hambles back to Tex. Tex, great work, the big fella. Tex Walker.
This should be no issue from 55. He's just caressed it for his third here in the opening term. And he's getting around the boys as he's going to come to the bench for a spell. Three to Texan. He's flushing the footy tonight, Big Tex. Four last week. This for four in the first quarter. We sit right behind it. Lord. That is an arrow.
He's got five, the captain of the Crows, after four last week.
And the Adelaide Crows are sitting atop of the ladder and their captain joins us on the line. G'day, Tex. Thanks for having a chat with us on Easter Sunday.
G'day, boys. Happy Easter. What a beautiful day here it is in SA. Even better when you win.
Well, that's exactly right, and you're doing nothing but winning at the moment. Before the boys really get down and dirty, I'm sure you're listening to that conversation. Are you an Easter egg man sitting on top of the ladder 4-0? Have you had a crack this morning?
Oh, I've had a fair crack this morning, boys. That's what it's all about. Easter is all about eating chocolate, so I've got a very sweet tooth, and I gave it a test to that this morning, and I reckon I'll continue doing that throughout the day.
Tex, well done on a great game and another really good victory, but... Mate, if you get that many early, surely you end up with a bigger bag than five. Did the eyes light up? Did you think you had maybe a seven or an eight in you?
That's probably my problem, Duck. I was singing that for the whole second and third quarter. And then I started to get a bit of a back spasm, so I couldn't run anywhere. So I thought I'll sit back and watch Eddie do his thing, and he did that quite well after a pretty tough week.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned him, Tex. He kicked six goals too. He's been in the news for no reason or no doing of his own. But are you surprised with his response given the week that he's had? It was a great performance from Eddie.
No, I'm not really surprised. I know what kind of character Eddie is, and pretty tough week, which has been well documented throughout the past probably three or four days. And just a quality guy, quality footballer, and for him to come in and play like he did last night, credit to himself and obviously his family, because his Indigenous communities are so close, tight bonded, and you can understand it doesn't just affect Eddie, it affects everyone within his community.
Tex, early in the season, obviously round four, but just how slick you guys are and how you're creating turnovers. Scores from turnovers is massive. What do you see in this group this year that perhaps can elevate the team above what you've been able to do the last couple of years?
Well, that was probably our area that was a bit disappointing, which we reviewed last year, was our contest in and around the ball. And we've certainly put that to probably the floor this year. And number two is our pressure around the footy to be able to turn the ball over and then get it going our way, because we understand that we can play some exciting attacking footy once we get the footy, but we need to enable the opposition to get it going our way.
Talking about in and around the footy, Rory Sloane, just absolutely brilliant in and around the footy. He's in career best form.
Oh, he is. One of those guys that you're walking up the race and you can look at him and you know exactly what you're going to get from him. Gives you 120% effort every week, cracks in, and his leadership on field is second to none. And he's leading our midfield along with Matt Crouch, is probably just sneaking in behind Sloane at the moment, but he's playing an important role for us. And I think Kirtley Hampton slotted in just nicely as well. So we've got some guys that are rotating through the midfield and playing some pretty awesome roles for us.
Yeah, I think Charlie Cameron also compliments those players as well, Tex. But there's another one. He's an absolute beauty. We called him round one. He got a heap of possessions. I look at the stats again today, and he had 36 yesterday. And that is Rory Laird.
Yeah, he's a little desk. He's about 6'0", neonatal grasshopper, and just finds the footy. So he's been outstanding for us. Yeah, I think that's the beauty of our team at the moment. We've just got guys sort of rotating through the midfield and half back, and makes it difficult for opposition to match up on.
I reckon, Tex, you're spot on with the rotations, but when I look at your team, it's more around the periphery where you seem to have a huge advantage. Almost your two half backs, your mids, and I mean, a lot of teams, obviously, wings are genuine mids and your high half forwards, but I see. As soon as you guys turn the ball over or win from stoppage, the run that you get from your outside, your half-backs, is just extraordinary.
Yeah, well, you look at the guys probably through our wings. You got Rory Atkins, who's developed into a pretty consistent wing, along with Wayne Miller as well. And then you
mention halfback. You've got Luke Brown, who doesn't really get recognised as much as he should, and Brody Smith. So we've got some guys that are just playing some really key roles for us and doing it well, which helps the whole team.
Tex, from the Essendon side of things, it was interesting that John Worsfold after the game said he felt like his boys had hit a wall. You know, didn't even want to rotate Joe Watson through the midfield in the last quarter. He was tired. They've got 10 days rest until Anzac Day. Did you really feel that out in the game, that they were a bit spent, they were out on their legs, that you guys really did have the advantage, especially after halftime in that department?
Oh, we rate our work rate and ability to run the opposition into the ground, and it's probably tough. I think it's, what are we, round four weeks in, after they've probably got five or six guys that have come back, and Joe being one, that haven't played for 12 months. I know what it's like after coming off my knee, how tough it was to get the body condition to play AFL footy again. So you can understand how tough it is for those guys that have missed 12 months.
Great start, Tex. You got four wins in the bank. You continue to bank the wins if everything continues to go the way that it is. What's the one area that you think the group still needs to work on to improve?
I think our contest stuff, we just need to keep it consistent throughout the four quarters. And probably last night was our first game out of four that we've started well. So if we can do those two things, and you probably asked just one, but I gave you two. But just contests and starting will be the two things that we'll look forward and measure ongoing.
We're speaking to Taylor Walker, the captain of the Adelaide Crows, on the Sunday Rub on Triple M. Wayne Carey.
Hey, Tex, I'm going to ask Roosie a question, being a recent coach out of the game and obviously a premiership coach. Given that you're in such great form now, and I reckon there were times last year where you guys were the best team in the comp, so you peaked at a certain point, and then you every team has their flat period. I want to ask you, Roosie, how important is it to be peaking at the right? Clearly the Crows right now, you're saying, are the best team. Is that a concern, that they're going so well so early?
Well, I think it's a double-edged sword, really, isn't it, Tex? I mean, you bank wins early because you can get into a bit of a form slump, so it's probably sort of two or three components to a season. There's getting off to a really good start, Tex, which you guys have done. You may have a little form slump. You don't want that to be at the end of the year.
That's right.
So if you're going to have a little form slump in the middle of the year and then coming back again, I mean, it is hard, Tex, isn't it? I think the other thing now, which I might get you to comment on, because you guys got beaten in the last round last year, then there was a bye the following week. That impacts the competition probably more than even the public know now, that bye. Now, I know we're a long way from that, but there is stages in a season, isn't there, Tex, where you sort of, it's hard to know exactly what's going to happen, but certainly getting off to a good start is the first stage, and you've been able to do that.
Yeah, well, I think it's important. You get off to a good start, get wins in the bank, rather than try and chase wins towards the back end of the year or middle part of the year. You're able to manage guys that potentially could be a little bit sore throughout the year. So I'd rather be in our position right now, winning. Probably, obviously, we're in good form, and we've got to understand that there'll probably come a time where we might not play as well as we'd like to for a couple of weeks, but we'll deal with that when that comes. But I'd rather be getting wins in the bank right now than trying to chase them later on in the year.
Yeah, I think the way you played too, Tex, I think, yeah, there's some free-flowing footy, but I love the way you beat the Hawks as well. A lot of contested marks. And, you know, so already in the start of the season, I think where I see you maybe a little bit different to last year, because everyone talks about your free scoring. You have won in a couple of different ways, which I think is a real improvement on last year. Would that be fair?
We have, yeah. It's certainly right. We've spoken, obviously, with Pikey as leaders that I think that's a maturity of our group. We've been able to win in different kinds of ways in the first 4 weeks. And just, as I said, just shows maturity of where a group is going.
Hey, Tex, just to finish on, Jenkins, when do you expect him to be back? And to be honest, there are a few snickers in and around the AFL thinking, oh, you know, because the Crows, and this is the problem with, I guess, not being given all of the information, and clearly, you know, you guys, for your own reasons, I'm not sure why, have said that, you know, it wasn't as serious, there's no crack, but the actual cartilage can be worse than a broken rib and can actually take longer to come back from. So when do you expect to get him back?
Yeah, it's a good question. I probably don't have answer for you, because it's one of those things that's just day to day. He'll wake up and he'll feel good, or the next day he'll wake up and have a bad sleep and he won't feel as great. So I'd probably say next 2 to 4 weeks I would expect JJ back, but he's improving every day, which is great. So he could be back next week, who knows.
Now, have you started to work on your speech for Bernie's wedding, Bernie Vince's wedding text? If you're you need right, anything, just maybe just give us a bit of a phone call, and but I'm sure you got plenty of ammo on him, have you?
I do, yeah. I've got a little book that I've been, I've just got it sitting in my car, and if I come up with any thoughts along the drive down to West Lakes, I'd chuck them all down onto a piece of paper, because we have got a few stories to say, but you always got to be pretty careful reading out at weddings, Rosie.
We might get that simulcast across Triple M, that best man speech, Duck. That might be a good one, I reckon.
You've got to be very careful you don't confuse the wedding speech with like the 21st speech or something like that, which can happen. Tex, just before we let you go, you're obviously a busy man over there. You're a high-profile man. How does the big Texan get away from football and the rare opportunities over in Adelaide? What do you get up to?
Well, I've got mum down at the moment, so it'll be nice. All my mates from home are down, so they're going to come over this afternoon and we'll sit down and watch the footy. But, look, mate, I like to get back home to Broken Hill. We've got a couple of dogs that love taking them down the park and completely getting away, and also love having a hit of golf, which is very soothing when you get out on the golf course.
And are you still calling yourself Arthur, as in arthritis, because you get into every joint in Adelaide? Are you still rolling out that line or not?
No, that used to be Duck back in the day. 2 years out, apparently.
Hey, Tex, we really appreciate your time. It's been a great start to the season for you and your Crows, mate. Long continue.
Thanks, boys.